Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This week we continued in our Now Playing series, and we looked at the movie The Blind Side, and looking really at Sandra Bullock, who was the Oscar winner for Best Actress when she portrayed Leanne Tui in this true story of this family, really led by Leanne, who brought in Michael Orr into their home and called The Blind Side, where this guy ends up being an offensive tackle for the high school team, and his job is to protect the blind side of the quarterback, and that's kind of where the name gets its comes in the movie. I was thinking much about the movie and how the movie really didn't point to a story in Scripture as much as it points to the heart of this woman. Leanne was unwilling to allow this one person to get away, if you will. And it reminded me of Luke 15, verses 1 through 7. I'm going to read that to you. It says this, that now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told this parable. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and saying, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. When I thought about the movie and how this woman had this opportunity to really walk away from this kid and just say, you know, that's not my problem, but her heart wouldn't let her do it, that she had to reach out. It just reminded me of the passage. It also reminded me of the battle that takes place in my heart and probably your heart. And we realize that the heart of God isn't exactly like our hearts. When it says that Jesus was sitting there with, you know, the tax collectors and sinners, and the Pharisees and scribes didn't understand why Jesus would even hang out with them, it's just a picture of how we have a tendency to look at people as us versus them. That we look at them and think, you know, they should act differently, or they shouldn't make such bad choices, or they should be more like us. And I think that scripture really exposes that in us. In the same way that, you know, that Leanne went after this young boy who was kind of homeless, she went after the one that got away. I think that's really what picture this passage found in Luke 15 is a picture of that heart of God. He's unwilling to let the one get away. The shepherd's willing to leave the 99 in the open country in order to find the one. And it just exposes even in myself that there are times when I'm not willing to do whatever it takes. This beautiful moment in the movie where, Leanne goes to Michael and she can see that in him he has this heart of a protector. And she wants to bring him into the fold, if you will. She wants to bring him into the family. And she recognizes this about him and, you know, she seems to know him. In the same way that you see that, to Jesus, that lost sheep was personal. This wasn't just one of 100 that, you know, I can do just fine with 99. No, this was personal, that she, in the same way that this woman cared about Michael, that Jesus cared about the one sheep. You know, that's challenging to someone like me, that it's real easy to get kind of in my own little bubble and just see the world in my little lens and to miss out on people all around me. I think that the other interesting thing about the passage is that we see such joy in the shepherd when he finds the lost sheep, and he wants others to rejoice. In the movie, you know, Leanne rejoiced when she saw Michael doing so well in football and starting to excel, when he was able to pass his classes and get into college. And she had joy with this one that she loved. I think that's the thing about connecting to the heart of God, is that when you connect to the heart of God, you recognize his joy. He has such a joy in finding those who are far from him. And I think he wants all of us to join him, not only in his heart, but in the things that he values and the things that he finds joy in, which is the kingdom. It's God expanding his kingdom one heart at a time, bringing people into that kingdom, finding the one who's lost and bringing them in. And I think that's a challenge to all of us, that we see it in the inspiration we see in the movie, but we see it right here in the scripture, that this is who God is. So wherever you're at, I would just ask that, you know, you pray with me. Father, please help our hearts to be like the heart of God. Make us like you, Jesus. Help us to think about people the way you think about them, to not see them as us versus them, religious or irreligious. Lord, help us to see people the way you see them. They all are valuable to you. Lord, help us to find joy in the things you find joy in, that when one sinner repents, you have incredible joy. Lord, help us to have that same kind of joy. Turn us into to missionaries on your behalf to help others to come into the kingdom. Lord, set us to the things that you care about most. We ask that in your son's name. I'm just going to ask that as you kind of finish up the drive cast today, to think about maybe a person that that God's put on your heart, that you never know what God might do through your life to helping someone come into the kingdom. So thank you so much for being part of the drive cast today. Take care.